Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We serve an awesome God. All who are in Him, all who love Him, He is awesome. And He is with us. And He thinks of everything. When I say He's moving by His Spirit, it's not a secret to those who love Him. Because as we draw near to Him and as we get to know Him more and more, the instructions He gives and the guidance He gives, it's always 100% well thought out. All who learn to trust the Lord, they're not disappointed people. People who put all their trust in Him are not disappointed. When everything looks wrong, feels wrong, seems wrong, and sometimes things just not right, the duration of that period of time, that segment in your life, the enemy made it look like there's no way out. You feel boxed in, trapped, and confused. But when you seek the Lord, the instruction He give you in the middle of your storm is your way out of it and the way to overcome it and destroy it. Now, a lot of times people, when they learn and they grow, they thank God for the storm. But it's not the storm. It's the Lord's guidance that made you, that gave you the intelligence you needed to win and overcome and yet have the mastery. You know, when you have the mastery, you can stop the storm, you can overcome it, you can outlast it, stop it, overcome it, or all three, and you can win and live in victory. And I've done it so many times that I stopped being afraid. I have to think real hard to remember the last time I was afraid of something. So when you follow God, it works. It works good. You can't get in a situation that God can't give you wisdom to overcome. You already have the mastery. And I've talked about the years of 87 and 88 when the enemy launched his campaign against me, trying to get me to fall. But when the Lord said, don't fear falling, what I understood was I had the mastery all along. I don't have to surrender to anything. Nothing has more power than the Holy Spirit in me. And I realized it. I saw it. I don't have to fear it because the Lord gave me power over sin, power over Satan, power over the will of wicked men and women. And I don't have to change from the position of peace and joy because the enemy's trying to tempt me with people that God made. And I enjoyed the fact that I had the mastery. And I saw women different. And I was clued in that all things are the same way. I didn't see defeat anymore against me winning. And I didn't see me failing, surrendering to the will and whims of men and or Satan. But I continued to go forward and not backwards, and it works. And I learned to live in God's peace. And I make my judgments based on what he says. The word says, seek the Lord in all your ways. In all your ways. And lean not to your own understanding. Why? It's very simple. God loves you, and he don't stop loving you. He always loves you, and that's his standard. And if he give you any advice at all, or any guidance at all, it's going to be perfect and well thought out. Things you can't know. And our own understanding is terribly limited. It's good for getting minimal success, and that's it. It's not really fit for, it's not enough to do warfare against an ancient angel that backslid and that fell from, that fell out of his position and went rogue and evil. Our enemy still has, he retained a lot of the knowledge that he always had. And his mind is like a supercomputer, and he uses lies and deceits. Now, everybody he's deceived, there was nothing that they didn't benefit from his deception. Everything he gave, he stole. People, there are artists who make deals with the devil. They feel like they gotta ask the devil for something that God already gave them. God gave them the talents to make money. And he gave them the unique ability to play music in their own way. And it's enough. They don't need Satan's help. But they think Satan's helping them. He's just not fighting them, basically. And then demons are using them like a puppet on a string. Everybody who take his mark or make a deal with the devil or compromise, they're doing the same thing. And all Satan do is move out of their way and let them prosper without hindrance. But the Lord gave us the ability to overcome the lies, will, intent, and purposes of Satan. And not only that, when we follow him, we have the anointing to do it. There are so many musicians, they want to be like they want to be well known and popular and rich like others. But with God, you have to learn his ways. And see, ministry is warfare. You got to be prepared for that. And then you got to do his perfect will. And if you want to be installed in ministry and in music, which is very necessary, the Lord needs good musicians that's not only talented but anointed. So if they already have the talent, now they got to be anointed and go in God's presence and learn who he is and trust him. And the Lord will give them their own road. And he will prosper them his way. He will send them to the people that they can minister to. But you can't serve God and money. Those that will be rich, their only intention is to be rich. They fall into so many unusual snares. But when you're anointed, it's different. You can do the greater things of God and not falter. I know what I'm talking about. Everybody in ministry who do it God's way, they are not ashamed. And everybody who do it wrong, they have sorrows. But when you trust the Lord, everything is well thought out. If you're not going to trust the Lord and do it his way, it's not going to happen. Satan's going to push you around. But if you want to win in life, you have to learn God's word and come to the point, my friend, where you push Satan around. Move him out of your way like a bulldozer and dirt. He's the dirt, you're the dozer. Move him out of your path in Jesus' name. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to lead and guide you into all truth. And you can do all things through him who strengthens you. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.